implant products and continue to have limited mobility, let your voice be heard. PCVA Law in Seattle and Tacoma can help evaluate your injury and navigate your legal options with no fees unless you receive compensation. Call 800-349-PCVA. That's 800-349-PCVA or visit PCVALaw.com. PCVA Law, here to listen.
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the Year of the Horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
Do you know what's more embarrassing than failing to perform in the bedroom? Waiting in line at the pharmacy to waste a fortune on male enhancement pills. Now you can experience incredible sexual performance free of embarrassment and without breaking the bank. Because we're about to send you a full-size supply of Bravado in a discreet package, absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-959-1140. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available, guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. Call toll-free 1-800-959-1140. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-959-1140. 1-800-959-1140.
I'm Rodney Moses, VP of Global Recruitment of Hilton Worldwide, and we are so proud to join iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes. Returning service members are some of the most technically skilled men and women. Hilton Worldwide committed to hiring 10,000 veterans and military spouses over the next 5 years. We have partnered with iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to ask other businesses to join the movement. Learn how you can get involved at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes, powered by military.com and monster.com. Hire smart. Hire vets.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looking at your commute right now, we're definitely working with some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves, goes up towards the Kennedale Hill. 405 southbound near 116th and Kirkland, accident there on the shoulder, but it's a little congested through the area. Westbound I-90, definitely getting more crowded as you make your way across Mercer Island and out towards the water. And I-5 northbound, still slow drive from Boeing Access Road all the way up to the Convention Center near I-90. Crews have the right lane blocked.
Congratulations, Seattle, on the big win. Get in on the excitement at Fred Meyer and show off your Hawks pride with new deliveries of official championship tees for men, women, and kids. Hurry in for best selection at Fred Meyer.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
So if you're Beckham, do you have to confirm whether or not you stuffed your trousers, under trousers?
You never confirm that.
Can never ever talk. So it can't be like Flea with the guitar. Yeah, I didn't play my guitar.
Right, because people had pictures of his guitar not plugged in.
Right.
So you get the cucumber guy on film, put that in there before the video shoot. You never, and you don't.
No, there's no evidence.
You leave it hanging.
You have to deny it?
Well, no.
You know, if I were Beckham, I'd say, you know, it wasn't my choice.
You don't. You never answer either.
They
way.
Wanted me to be something I was not at that moment. I could have done that for you, but I didn't feel right doing it.
That's what Flea said. He said, you know, it wasn't our choice not to plug in. We wanted to be a part of the Super Bowl, so we agreed. We pre-taped our stuff. Beckham's people have already said, no, that's the way he is. That's all
his penis.
That's all natural.
That's his penis.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of that, I got to say.
It's better to say with an English accent.
I'm not attracted to men, but that guy, is a specimen. I mean, he's a head-turning specimen.
He's a weird class.
I don't know why he decided to put tattoos all over that wonderful body of his. Not that I'm a totally, you know, it's to each his own, but I think he would be even more marketable without them. I mean, he's really the illustrated man, but he's quite the... He's chiseled, no question about it.
Have you ever heard the Ticonderoga, New York joke?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Tiny.
I'm not even talking about below. I'm just talking from waist up. I didn't even look.
You seem awfully familiar with this guy's tattoo.
Well, that's because I watched him on a huge screen during the Super Bowl, and I was watching with a room full of women, so the earth kind of stopped there for a
they
minute.
They loved it.
Oh, yeah. They
Do
loved
you care?
It.
Well, Dave, for David Beckham, he's extremely attractive. The problem for me with him is when he opens his mouth to speak.
Yeah. He's we got have that one problem with attractive voices. Women, too.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever heard him? He kind of speaks like I... And there's no coming back as From far that. As I'm concerned, yeah.
Well, that answers the stuff question, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the two are not of consequence.
Huh, interesting. I just know that I have a high-pitched voice.
A supposed stylist who worked on the commercial says David is definitely enhanced for the ad. In order to make the bulge look so pronounced in the photos, his underwear has to be carefully stuffed and padded to create the illusion. I don't know.
Thanks, hairstylist who wasn't paid enough to keep her mouth shut.
Okay. What did Marshawn Lynch have as a beverage of choice on a cold day yesterday? What was Beast Mode nipping on during the parade to keep his toes warm?
Well, it may have been a variety of things, but the one thing that is very clearly the video evidence will show you is he likes his Fireball. Because as the parade route is going...
Is this another candy, like Skittles, Fireball?
No, sir. No.
It's a cinnamon whiskey. It's a whiskey that tastes like... remember the cinnamon sticks you used to eat as a kid? Did you ever like those? Or the cinnamon gum?
I did, yeah.
Or the Fireball candies?
Well, that is what this Fireball stuff is it's cinnamon liquor. And as the parade's going, Marshawn's on his duck. There's video out there now. There's a guy with a fifth of Fireball, and Marshawn is pointing to him, pointing to him, pointing to him. He's shaking his head like to a couple other, like, no, no, this is the guy I want. And then the guy hands him up a full fifth of Fireball, and he is like, yeah, that's.
So it was staged to look like he got it by accident?
It wasn't staged at all.
I believe it was a gift from the 12th man.
And then he held on to it for the whole day.
I believe he...
I don't think he held on to it.
And then there was the drum incident.
Yeah, I believe...
He wasn't just holding it.
And then down by Washington Street, somebody gave him the drum after somebody had given him the Fireball several blocks up. And so by the time he gets to the stadium, he's got a drum in one hand and a Fireball in the other.
Nobody had a better time yesterday than Marshawn
Lynch.
You
get that feeling, right?
And it's you got to look at how he played the day. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
He earned it, and he deserved it, and he had the best day ever.
The dude loves a parade. I mean, there's no question.
Especially
about it.
In his honor. Yeah. I mean, who's gonna say he didn't have a good time at a parade in my honor?
Because every duck is like the running backs, the offensive line, you know, and they're all Russell Wilson's with Tavares Jackson with the quarterbacks. They're all on the same float, or if you want to call it a float. But Marshawn, he's on the front of the Seagulls float, up on the front, leading the charge.
Yeah. With liquor and a drum.
Fireball and his cigar.
Is that where they put
drum.
Him?
Yes. That's where he got. I don't think they said get up there. I think he said, this is where I'm going.
He didn't share the Fireball with the Seagulls, did he?
I didn't ever see him sharing it with anybody. But I was in the stadium. I was not along the parade route. But Deadspin and a lot of places are putting the video up. We've got it, I think, on our site.
Eric.
What's so cool about this is I just remember the story of how he was run out of town from Buffalo, and now he is the king of Seattle.
Let's call someone in Buffalo. Say, hey, do you miss Marshawn?
Call our buddy Brother Weeze, the biggest Buffalo Bills fan I know.
That's right. I would say, how did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Did you see that guy Marshawn?
My God, what a talent, huh?
Yeah.
Weeze is probably awesome.
Where did we find him?
I'm sure Weeze was mad the day they traded him because he's the kind of guy that would love Marshawn.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has been busted for jaywalking.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
They say, he says, police singled him out for a jaywalking ticket in British Columbia last weekend because of who he is. He was in Vancouver, attended a funeral of a friend's mother, got a $109 ticket. You know, Rob, how about instead of saying police singled me out for jaywalking, say... I must have broken a law.
I was jaywalking.
What a tool I am, huh?
The other day, with all of this Seahawks mania, I found myself in Seattle, and I was, you know, in the Pioneer Square area, and I was took a quick shortcut across the street, and then I realized there were police officers in view, and I remembered that jaywalking is illegal. Unfortunately, I remembered one-third of the way into the street.
Okay.
Fortunately, the officer was either too busy or not enforcing at that moment.
For everything that he gets tagged for now, he just has to say, look, I could be smoking crack. This is better, right?
Isn't much better.
This is better than crack.
I know you guys like to attack poor Rob Ford because I don't know why you enjoy this, but actually there are witnesses that defend him. I'm serious. This is one of the witnesses that almost got run over by him. But she said that it's not his fault. Listen.
A young woman named Naz Kazemi was driving on Lougheed Highway heading downtown Friday night. As she approached the North Road intersection, two men ran out in front of her car. And what happened next made headlines.
Me and my boyfriend rolled down the window, you know, want to swear at them or something, you know. And next thing, you know, we recognize it was Rob Ford, and we both said at the same time, oh my God, it's Rob Ford. And we pull into the gas station to see him because he was walking towards the gas station. But by that time, by the time we'd even turned around into the gas station, there was like 10 other cars there. Yeah, just he drew a crowd. The police had to call for more people to come help because she was trying to talk to him, but everyone wanted a picture. So it was kind of a chaotic scene. But the poor guy like was just crossing the street. Everyone has done that. If you go to Granville Street on a Friday, Saturday night, so many people jaywalk, you know, because it's Rob Ford. It just kind of gets blown like almost out of proportion. Like, I understand that he's a politician and, you know, he's kind of had the celebrity status, but that could either like that could really break somebody, you know.
Yeah, that's going to break him.
That's
going to
really break somebody.
You see?
That's funny.
He survived everything else, but man, that jaywalking thing.
Hey, texter asking, is Marshawn Lynch married? We've seen his mom, but does he have a wife?
I don't think he does.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so, no. He's pretty. He lives over on the east side, not too far from me, and I think it's an uncle or somebody, I believe, that's there, too. He's pretty, you know, pretty quiet, reserved, private guy, and I don't think he is married.
Oh, my.
I'm almost sure he's not.
Well, I just did a quick Google search, and I've got the first thing that pops up is a woman named Charmaine Glock, and this is a picture of her, reportedly the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Charmaine. Wow. That is an attractive
How would
woman.
I describe her clothing? Least mode.
Least I'm guessing she's that's beautiful. Not what she was wearing at the parade.
No. She would have been very chilly yesterday. Yeah. She's very beautiful, too, though.
Yeah, she has a couple of handguns tattooed on her torso that point straight down the sides of her bikini line. And that is probably why they call her Glock. Oh, I want to get her.
Wow. Now, who says that's Marshawn's
Surprise,
girlfriend?
David.
Is it her?
National Ledger is the website. Mm. Yeah.
I wonder how many of the players are married.
More than you'd think.
Yeah, for their age. I mean, a lot of people, you know, these days people put off marriage to 25 or 26, but it seems to me that most of these sports guys get hitched. Maybe it's because, you know, they have their pick of so many and they, you know, I mean, I would think it would be good for you to be married if you're on a Super Bowl team instead of to be young and full of so many possibilities when you should be, you know, getting to bed early.
Full spectrum. You got one side where it's like you have all these women coming after you because you're a famous sports guy. You have a ton of money. So wait, you know, and
right.
Have
one of the
fun,
reasons to wait is to have fun first.
But then on the other side, you've got guys who maybe had girlfriends who were with them through college. They know that they're not gold diggers because they were with them when they had nothing. So once they get everything, they know they can trust them.
Yeah.
And then you want someone with you because you're on this crazy ride. So you could go either side of the spectrum, just not right down the middle.
And the ride is pretty short in relation to your life. I mean, even if you play 10 years, it's not that, you know, which is a long career. It's not a long life. So if you have a great person, they'll stick with you afterwards.
What do you mean it's not a long life?
I mean, it's not in context.
It's not a long career.
It's not a long career in context to your life. 10 years is a massively long career in the NFL. Very few people make it 10 years.
It's like three times the average.
So you're going to have the girl a lot longer, and you're going to have the football. So
you got to realize that.
Yeah, if you can get a good girl.
You should grab a good one while your stock is flying high.
Well, I think Jody's right. Maybe you grabbed a good one before your stock went up. You got to be careful once.
You got to be careful because some of them are gold diggers.
Once your stock is flying high,
the market, you can lose your ass.
Yeah, right now as a Super Bowl champion.
How was the stock market today?
It was up last time I looked. It's been very good. Not very good.
After the correction crash.
Yeah, 300-point correction a couple days ago, and then it went up about 100. Yesterday was pretty flat, really. It didn't do much of anything.
So it's still down for the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Its peak was, I believe, December 30th or 31st.
That's 16-something?
It's been down ever since.
That's typical. You know, that's how those Wall Street guys give themselves a fancy year-end bonus.
And I'm surprised.
A lot of course it is.
A lot of times people will sell at the end of the year, and it seemed to be there was more buying than selling going on because a lot of times people will want to sell some of their loser stocks. Yeah, Dow's up 150 right now. NASDAQ's up 50, so...
12th Man made a huge impact on the Seahawks, the city, and this radio station. The 12th Man helped program the music played on KJR-FM the past 3 days. Playlist populated with requests you guys made by text and phone. And our program director says, let's keep doing that.
Isn't that fun?
I think they're going to loosen, you know... I think instead of, I think the station's underwear is going to look like a Beckham commercial now. I think that's what's going to happen.
We're going to pad this baby up.
We're going to pad this baby.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
With you guys.
He said, you know, I like this kind of blend. You know, there's some good stuff going on here. So I think you listen after 10 o'clock now from here on. You're gonna be pleasantly surprised.
Check it out. Also, 17 minutes past 8. Americans lost $119 billion doing this last year, and it makes us the biggest in the world at losing money this way. Take a guess.
Gambling.
Gambling.
Yeah.
According to The Economist, Americans gambled $119 billion to the bad. In other words, that's how much they lost, which is the most in the world by far. You know, that's the net worth of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett combined. One bus full of senior citizens with walkers at a time.
Seriously.
I always hate it when I see senior citizens, you know, some of them strapped to, you know, oxygen machines.
Yes.
But then again, I think about it and it's, you know what it is? They're not going to take up Xbox. It's the only video game they could take at that point in their life.
And you're not going to take it with you. So if you've still got a bunch of money and you're already sucking on oxygen to stay alive,
you then have that adrenaline.
Crank that machine.
Yeah.
As long as you're not missing a meal because of it.
It's especially impressive we gamble this much since online gambling is illegal here. Every other country just about in the world has online gambling, and yet people don't partake. It's illegal, difficult to get around, and still do in the United States. The average per American lost gambling last year. Guess how much it is?
What the average American lost? $500?
$500 exactly.
Sound great. And I didn't read the story.
The majority of our gambling losses, casinos, about 300 per person. We also spend a lot on lottery, an average of nearly 100 per person. Now, I didn't spend that much. I did spend some, by the way, because they send you a statement.
Most people spend $5-$10 a week.
That's the average. 80% of Americans gamble at least once a year.
And most of the ones in Seattle are ahead this year. If you're
really
gambling,
yeah,
well,
the Seahawks saw to that.
They covered most of the way through this year. So if you were sticking with the home team,
but our betting in Washington's not sports betting. We have so many casinos
now.
Our betting is lottery and casino.
A lot of that. Now, what's wrong with this story is that it says Americans lost $119 billion in gambling. You could take Broadway musicals and theater, add up all the money people spent on them, and say Americans lost $1 billion in plays and musicals last year. But the people would jump up and say, well, that's crazy. I got my entertainment. It's the same thing with gambling. It's entertainment. You could say Americans lost $50 billion on sporting events. They put money into the sporting events. The teams lost half the time. That was money lost, right? If the Seahawks is a loss, do you think you lost your money that day?
No, you paid to be entertained.
You paid to be entertained. Yeah. Yeah. And when I'm sitting in front of a really interesting slot machine with a cool princess who waves her magic wand and stars appear, or spaceships, or I like the lobster fishing one. When I pull up the lobster traps and there's all this money in them.
Oh, yeah.
How am I not being entertained? Yes, Eric.
Broadway shows sold about $1.193 billion in 2013.
Americans lost $2 billion on Broadway shows
last year.
That is a great headline.
Although that's actually only about one-tenth of gambling.
Of course, the argument would be, can you be addicted to Broadway shows and have it ruin you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
that's no
argument.
No argument.
Solid.
You know.
I love my Broadway shows.
I know you do, buddy.
I'm one of the few that loves the football and
closet full of fedoras. You've seen the signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, big Broadway news yesterday for Seattle. The new season for the Broadway at the Paramount.
How's it looking?
Oh, it's looking great. Pippin, Wicked is going to come back. Now, you've got to wait till 2015 to get it, but there's going to be some...
Wicked is coming back?
Yeah, yeah. I believe Cinderella.
I would actually see it again. That makes me an addict.
Yeah, it's I think May of 2000...
I lost my money last time. I walked out with none of the money, and I'm going to go back again.
Lion King's coming back in a few months.
I've never seen The Lion King. Should I see that?
Lion King. Yes. Yeah.
It's a pretty big story, right?
Oh, it's...
Yeah. What's it about?
It's about this lion.
It's about this lion.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And this other evil
just like the mouse that will always take the cheese.
Yeah.
There's a trap there, you know. Uh-huh. But yeah.
And when you go to Lion King, try to sit on an aisle because it's very exciting because animals will come by you.
Come down and slap you right in your face at the Lion King.
Yeah.
I want a tail to hit me in the nose.
Oh, I'm going to get that and more.
Yeah, I've seen Lion King three times.
You want to get in the face with a tail, you go see cats.
That's the tail.
Actually, if you want to get hit in the face with a tail, you got to go to the new strip club down in Soda.
What's that one called?
Dream Girls.
Yeah. Oh, have you been in there?
No.
Oh. Wouldn't surprise me for you to just do some roving reporting.
It's actually more like getting rubbed in the face with a tail.
Not in Seattle. No. I like to drink when I'm at strip clubs and have full nudity. Am I right, you guys?
Yeah. I'm with you. I love when Jody
they suck right, here.
Yes,
I love when
do.
Jody no. drinks gets full nude. Yeah.
All right. Americans lost $119 billion gambling last year. That's from The Economist.
I'm wondering if we just aren't as good at it, because Chinese people love to gamble, and there's like a billion of them. Maybe they just don't have as much expendable income, because... but I notice a lot of times...
Disposable income.
Yeah.
Expendable income is... I'm not sure expendable... Well...
When I see a roulette table, I see a lot of Chinese people at that roulette table.
Perhaps the correct word is Asian, because it's maybe some of them are Japanese.
They may be.
Yeah,
some may be Korean.
But I think they might be better at it than me.
Let him talk.
I see them out there gambling away their money. I see them.
You could fit more of them at a table.
Well, I see them with some pretty good stacks of coin. I think they're winning. And there's some kind of system they have.
There's a system. But by the way, there is.
Yeah.
Do you know there are certain things, like roulette, that if you are patient and follow a system, you can earn a certain amount of money per hour guaranteed.
And I watch these guys, and they're not all Asian, but a lot are. They have like a pyramid thing they do or something, you know?
But you cannot win at a slot machine. You know that.
Slot machine doesn't care if you're Hungarian or Asian.
A slot machine is basically a pull tab.
Yeah.
You can have fun. They may pay out close to 90-something percent. So it's like, do I feel lucky today? And if I feel lucky and walk away with a bunch, cool. And if you're disciplined enough to walk away ahead, you can really hardly ever lose that way. But over time, it will average out on you.
Yeah, and I do think, I believe some people are inherently luckier than
you
others.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Asians.
Well, maybe not all, but I have friends that when I go to the casino with certain friends, I watch them win. Now, maybe I'm their good luck charm. Maybe they're not winning when I'm not around.
Well, maybe you're bestowing luck charm on them because you're seeing them win and you're not seeing them when they lose.
Right. Maybe I'm not there when they lose, but I do think that inherently, and I consider myself to be pretty lucky, by the way.
Like you do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like massively lucky like some, but I'm disproportionately lucky.
Well, you had Bandit go for a bowl of dog food, and Bandit went for the Seahawks bowl. That's luck.
I'm collecting tonight. I'm collecting Izzy's winnings from the football bowl-a-rama. He outpicked over 100 people.
Izzy outpicked people?
Yeah, 100, over 100.
Wait a minute. You had both your cat and your dog invested in this game.
Yeah, my cat is a master at picking college games.
Being at Joe's house is like being at the Magic Garden, which was a TV show from when I was a kid where all the animals talked. These women were on a swing singing the hello song. That's your house. Right. As it turns out.
Except it's in Vegas.
Right.
How much does the average person at Super Bowl spend on food and drink?
I couldn't tell you it was all free.
You ate for free.
Dude, you wouldn't, have believed.
All right, the average amount per person right after this. Also, still to come, Valentine's Day is a week from tomorrow. The average guy spends a decent amount on Valentine's Day, too. And up next, rock legend Eddie Money, who's performing at the Snoqualmie Casino this Sunday at 7 o'clock.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Another cold day out there. Highs today only around freezing with partly sunny skies. Bundle up!
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer. Congratulations, Seattle, on the big win. Get in on the excitement at Fred Meyer and show off your Hawks pride with new deliveries of official championship tees for men, women, and kids. Hurry in for best selection at Fred Meyer.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys more gold than anyone else in the Pacific Northwest. They evaluate thousands of pieces of gold every week, and they'll tell you what it's really worth. Go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you the honest price for your gold.
The Progressive International Motorcycle Show returns to Seattle in its new dates. February 14th through 16th at the Washington State Convention Center. See the new 2014 models from the industry's leading brands. Plus, check out one-of-a-kind custom bikes in the JNP Cycles Ultimate Builder Custom Bike Show. You can listen to music at the Progressive School of Rock, explore our vintage collections, or participate in a technical seminar. The Progressive International Motorcycle Show, February 14th through 16th at the Washington State Convention Center. For tickets and details, visit motorcycleshows.com. Motorcycleshows.com.
The day she returned, the whispers began and hung in the air like strong perfume. They were sure that she had had work done. The whispers grew up into rumors. The answer, of course, was yes. She had her forehead relaxed and her crow's feet softened by afternoon naps at sea in sun-warmed cabanas. She had her neck muscles tightened by laughing as her children, miles from land, tried escargot for the first and probably last time. She had her hair thickened by the salty ocean air and her lips reddened by just a tiny bit too much sun. Let them think whatever they like. Princess Cruises. Come back new.
To plan your 7-day cruise to Alaska from just $5.98 leaving Seattle, contact your travel agent, call 1-800-PRINCESS, or visit princess.com for details. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships at Bermudan Registry.
The Fred Meyer 2-day sale starts tomorrow with Starlight Savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and Doorbuster deals on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit fredmeyer.com to check out the great deals in every department. What's on your list today?
It's time for Cabela's Gun Club Sale, our biggest firearms, ammo, and accessories event, where prices are right on target. Shop our wide selection of guns and shooting supplies and find great deals on all your favorite brands, like $50 to $75 off Cabela's caliber-specific rifle scopes, and save $20 on Federal 5.56 ammunition, 500 rounds with dry storage box. Plus, take advantage of our free seminars during NRA weekend, February 8th and 9th. Now's the time to reload at Cabela's Gun Club Sale, February 6th through the 17th.
Once upon a time in an historic Seattle theater, a legendary hero rose with a vision of an outrageous musical comedy. It's Monty Python's Spamalot at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's all your favorite Python gags live on stage. Grab your coconuts and get ready to run away from killer rabbits and the knights who say nee. And watch out for the flying cows. Monty Python's Spamalot now through March 2nd at the Fifth Avenue Theater.
Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
Wow, the snow is perfect. What a beautiful day. I haven't seen the slopes like this in years.
You haven't seen the slopes because you've been at home flat on your back with back pain.
The last three seasons were great.
I know. It's hard to believe I waited so long before I finally did something about my back pain. I wasted so much time, but all of that changed after my artificial disc surgery. To think it was only an outpatient procedure standing in the way of real relief, now I have my life back. Hey, I bet I can beat you to the lodge. See you at the bottom!
Hey, wait for me!
At Microsurgical Spine Center, they're here to help end your neck and back pain. Call them today at 1-855-420-BACK or visit mybackmylife.com to learn more. Again, that's 855-420-2225.
Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these. Wow.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. She'll be so happy when you do. They're always a welcome surprise. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of beautiful assorted roses for just $19.99, plus a free glass vase. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 900. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed, even Valentine's Day delivery. The price of roses will not be this low again, so guys, hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week, and this special deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 900. That's proflowers.com, secret code 900.
Hey, folks, you can watch live TV on any device anywhere you go. Plus, with the X1 box from Xfinity, you can watch your DVR in any room in the house. One box. Unlimited, practically, storage. It's incredible how much you get to record, and more on demand than ever before. It's Xfinity, and it's the only way to do it. Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go to comcast.com/Xfinity. And in fact, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the options that Xfinity has, you can just go to one of their kiosks and get a hands-on experience. Xfinity TV. More on demand, more ways to get entertainment. Xfinity Internet, the fastest Wi-Fi, the most coverage. And Xfinity Voice, reliable home phone service. Get on the horn, call 1-800-XFINITY today. That's 1-800-XFINITY or go to comcast.com/Xfinity. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
The Build a Better Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's get the savings flowing with a new lower price on faucets, just $79 each. Choose from styles like Delta's Porter 4-inch faucet in bronze or Moen's Branberry 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel. Get a handle on your dream bath. Let's do this at the Build a Better Bath event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
This report brought to you by Office Max.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're still working with some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill. Also westbound I-90 getting pretty slow across Mercer Island all the way out towards the water. 405 southbound at 116th, we've got an accident there on the shoulder. Also 405 southbound at 44th and Newcastle, accident on the shoulder there as well. Effort 2 Seattle, definitely improving. It looks like it's about a 50-minute drive.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. You can even find relief at tax time with $10 off select TurboTax software for a limited time at Office Max. Restrictions apply. See store officemax.com for details. Offer ends February 8th.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
You know, that's the first song you think of when you think of Eddie Money. But, man, did he have a string of hits. He had a lot of hits. He had two different eras. Took a while to drink and party in between the two Eddie Money eras. And then two massive strings of success. You're going to get a chance to see Eddie Money. Snoqualmie Casino, Sunday at 7 o'clock. And he's on the phone with us now. Eddie Money, welcome to the Bob River Show. How are you?
Bob, thanks so much. I appreciate it. I got so many great friends of mine that love your show every day, listen to it all the time. And a girl named Dolores wants to know if Spike's married. She wanted his cell phone number.
22 years, 9 of them happily. Yeah.
I know. I got 27 years under my belt anyway. But you know what? We got a lot of these.
All right. Hey, by the way, our producer will give you the cell phone number off the air. We can't do that thing on the public forum.
Tell Dolores to text them.
Yeah. Dolores, that's such a hot name, too. Mm. Hey, Eddie, so you're coming here. When do you arrive?
I'm actually going to come at Day's show. And I'm actually my drummer. He had a sciatic nerve. I guess everybody's getting all the sciatic nerve problem. So I have the drummer from the Gin Blossoms playing with me, but he's a good kid. Of course, he's in his 35 years old, and I call him a good kid, you know?
Right, of course.
But yes, band's going to sound great. We open up with Baby Hold On. I did have about 12 songs in the top 100.
I was looking, and by the way, I was looking at that, and, you know, this whole Two Tickets to Paradise, is that like your American Pie? Are you sick of that song?
You know what? We just finished doing the Geico commercial, which, you know, was up for Commercial of the Year, and, you know, you get a lot of fans out there, and everybody's got cell phones with cameras in it. And I don't want people to meet me and go, "I met Eddie Money." Well, he didn't take a picture. So, I mean, it's really great to be recognized. But Take Me Home Tonight is and Shake It and Two Tickets to Paradise. And, of course, if you don't do Walk on Water, and they flip out. I mean, we've got a lot of...
You've got a lot of songs. Two Tickets to Paradise is the one that keeps showing up as checks in your mailbox, though, from advertising and all that, right?
Well, I'd have to ask my wife about that. I never see the money.
Well, back, man after our own
back
heart. Yes.
When that was released, Eddie, I think the record company's mantra was, you get 2% of whatever you do. I mean, the record company keeps a lot of the money. I would guess that the Geico commercial probably put a...
Pays you more than the record.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm not making a lot of money. And the thing is, you know, I'm on that upper tax bracket. And I'm not like IBM or Steve Wozniak. I don't have a lot of write-offs. You know, this is the greatest company in the world. But, you know, I mean, I'm like every – how many rock stars, you know, shop with double coupons, guys?
He shops.
I got five kids. They're going to be rock stars. You know, it's – things are good. I'm having a good day.
It's good, but, hey, but let's say this. Won't you help – Eddie Money will be at Snoqualmie Casino this Sunday night. Won't you help? His
Seriously.
Wife is clipping coupons. He's got five kids. He's got Geico lizards that can't get out of the house. It's very tough. By the way, Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight, Baby Hold On, Shaken. I want to talk about some of these other songs. Think I'm in Love, Maybe I'm a Fool. I played every one of these as a DJ, Walk on Water. Big songs. What's your songwriting secret?
I sold 27 million records, Bob. I should have saved the money. Who knew?
you
got to write songs about what people want, like Take Me Home Tonight and Baby Hold On to Me. You know, I remember back in, I saw a shrink once, and he said to me, all my songs represent the American male inadequacies. I said, oh, isn't that nice? But, you know.
Your shrink critiqued your lyrics?
Can you believe that? Everybody's got a shrink. No, I stopped seeing the shrink. I only had seen the shrink after I got a DUI. That was years ago.
Many years ago. Now, yeah, talk a little bit about that, because you're public about that. It's part of your story. You had hits, you had success. And then, like many rock stars, the excesses of partying and all of that started to get to the point where you weren't feeling good. Did you see it coming? And what was the turning point for you?
Well, man, I'll tell you the truth. You know, you think you're invisible, and the thing is you never get too loaded because you know you're working. You got Bill Graham as a manager, and he's in the Rock. He's like Rock Impresario in the Hall of Fame. He managed Grateful Dead. He managed Janis Joplin. To make a long story short. You know, it's like a lightning bolt came down, and I just was drinking a lot of vodka and snorted the wrong stuff and went into the semi-catatonic state and blew out my leg. And, you know, I couldn't walk for you. But then again, on the other hand, I quit getting loaded, and I came back and I wrote my biggest record, No Control.
Right.
So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, you know?
Right. Did you have a situation? Like, I've been to a show where a rock star, I'm not going to mention his name, but he literally vomited in the middle of the show.
Was it Gordon Lightfoot?
It was, no.
It was Gordon Lightfoot. No names.
But I'm saying, and then after that he went into, did you have a situation? Because that's about, you have the pride in your work where you couldn't do your work?
Yeah, I mean, it's my shows to me, of going out there and sounding like the record and people, you know, getting all lit up. But I got to tell you, I quit drinking about, you know, it'll be 4 years in March, and not that I ever got drunk on stage like a Jim Morrison or Janis Joplin, but, you know, to see these people, to see people 6 years old because of the internet and stuff, knowing the lyrics to, like, Think I'm in Love, and I could bring a little kid up on stage, and I'll know the second verse to take me off tonight. But I think is I quit drinking, and about 6 months ago, I did a show, and I was playing with my audience. I said, geez, I'm sorry I drank that quart of vodka. I'll try to give you a good show. Next thing you know, it's all over YouTube, and my mother-in-law's crying, oh, Eddie's back. I go, what is everybody talking about?
It was a joke.
Being around, you know, that, you know, I'm sorry I drank that quart of vodka, you know. I'll say something stupid like, you know, I want to thank my probation officer for coming down tonight. No, I'm giving away all my material. Stop it, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is some of your show. Well, you have fun with it. I got to say something else. I was reading about you for this interview, and, you know, there's a lot about you online. One of the things, though, that people should know is your reputation for putting on a show that sounds fantastic, that is the hits played beautifully, and that really people will, that it'll be a nostalgia for them because it's presented so well. So you really, you don't just go out there and you know, sort of play the songs. You're a very tight band.
Well, you know what? We light a lot of people up. And, you know, we have to work also. I do everything I can. A lot of these kids are born HIV positive. They never had promiscuous sex with anybody or stuck a dirty in a needle. And I'm over this devastating thing. So we're out there at the work, and I'm selling T-shirts. And my T-shirts are $90 worth of them, so it's $20, $30. Helps the kids out with these kids born HIV positive. Right. And we got a song called One More Soldier coming home. And a lot of the money goes to the Intrepid Fallen Hero Fund, Bob, which is a nonprofit charitable organization with two facilities for these kids coming back from Afghanistan with these head trauma injuries. So, you know, if you get out there, you know.
Yeah. It's sort of neat with your name that you're not all about the money.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. The money, I've had a lot of money. I blew a lot of money. I mean, I'm always feeling like the kids aren't in the rehab or on probation. I'm having a good month.
You know? parents.
Now that you don't drink or do any drugs, Eddie, what is your kind of guilty pleasure? What do you enjoy when you're off stage or sitting at home watching TV or something?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. My wife hates it. My big vice is tobacco. I mean, I'm still smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day, and then I take the Nicorette gum. But I didn't take the Nicorette gum this morning. I'd have a cigarette because the Nicorette gum gives you the hiccups. Huh. And I didn't want to get on the Bob Rivers show going, oh, hi, this is Eddie. Like,
right. So, wow.
I got to quit smoking, and I love playing golf. I'm not that good. You know, I mean, the doctor's telling me I'm pre-diabetic. Who isn't pre-diabetic?
Who isn't pre-diabetic? We're all born pre-diabetic. So we're not diabetic yet.
It's a pre-diabetic boy. Congratulations.
Won't you bring your child down so Eddie Money can hold your child? It's Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Suquamish Casino. Eddie, it is truly a pleasure. I'm going to come down and see you Sunday night. Look forward to maybe meet you backstage.
I really appreciate that. And I got to tell you, Clearwater and KJR has always been in my corner for a long time, and it's just going to be a lot of fun show. And I wanted to, somebody named Dolores and Bobby V and Tommy Torero wanted to give you a shout out. So I told them, you know, they live up there, and if I didn't do it, they would drive me crazy for the next 3 weeks. You know,
no problem.
They wanted their 5 seconds of fame, so I gave them a shout out. You know,
hey, if Eddie, just a thought.
Bobby got a big show, for Christ's sakes. Everybody wants to get on the air.
Yeah, just a thought just occurred to me. If you stop smoking, will that ruin your voice?
You know, I quit smoking. I remember when Bob Dylan quit smoking, and all of a sudden his voice didn't sound like the Bob Dylan voice.
That's right.
But, you know, my voice is just naturally raspy from singing for so many years that I don't think it's going to really affect my voice too
much. I just don't want to come to one of your shows after you quit smoking and Justin Bieber is singing, her bits were shaking. I don't think that'll be good. So
that kid's a lot of trouble. He, you know, he's going to have to turn around and get himself, kick himself in the butt. You know, things can fall apart. I don't understand. They're trying to maybe throw the kid out of the country. And
You're the kind of guy that could tell him a couple things.
You could mentor him before he blows all his money.
He'd be like my kids. Nobody listens to me. Come on.
That's all right. Eddie Money in Northern California this morning. And the show, do come and see it. I'm going to be there. It's Sunday, Snoqualmie Casino, 7 p.m. Rock legend, Eddie Money. Eddie, it's always great to talk to you.
Bobby, thanks so much. My best KTR, and thanks for having me on the air.
Our pleasure. Take care. All right. I would have talked to him longer if it wasn't a kind of a crappy cell phone, but he's a hoot.
It was kind of coming and going there.
Do you know what his real name was? Before Eddie Money?
Do tell.
Eddie Mahoney. And his dad was a Brooklyn cop. And he was going to be a cop. Instead, he sang wonderful poetry like Her Bits Were Shaken.
Yeah.
Snapping her finger.
That's my favorite Eddie Money song.
Was he ever a cop? I thought I heard that he walked the beat for a little while in his life.
I don't remember. We've talked to him enough times that I don't go back for those old interview questions.
Right.
He was originally going to follow in his father's footsteps. He did attend New York Police Academy.
Okay, I thought I heard something like that. Yeah.
But he declined to continue being a policeman and pursued rock and roll.
Good.
You know how to get Jody out of a room? Just play this song.
Really?
All right.
Not a fan?
No, I like the song just fine.
You do? Okay. He's also on, I love Eddie Money. I read great reviews of his show.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing a classic guy come out and deliver the goods.
I like a guy who's real, you know?
No, he's real.
Guy talking about coupons, his wife's taking all his money.
That's right.
Kids, one of them's...
Super and you know what? Even though he made money, millions and millions of dollars, he blew it all. Fair and square.
Texter said, I went to an Eddie Money show in 1998. Eddie came out, flicked his cigarette, and it hit the mic and came back at him. It was hilarious. Somebody else says, Eddie's great. Super nice guy.
Someone should call Wikipedia to keep correcting his when he sobered up.
What year did he say?
It's up to him to discuss it if he wants. I think he said 4 years.
I think I heard two or three different figures there.
Reinvent yourself, change your birthday.
Yeah. All right. Check it out, Eddie Money this weekend. Sweet Kiss Mama is playing in an hour here. That's a local band.
From Puyallup.
They're going to be at Music Aid Northwest's Play It Forward 4, which is Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Neptune. It's a big benefit for Music Aid Northwest. I'll be there, too. Alan White will be there. Blue Thunder, the drums, will be there, playing with Heart by Heart. Boy, why wouldn't the 12th man come out there? How can we fit 700,000 people in the Neptune, though? It's just not possible.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
They play on the roof.
I don't know if they would do this, but will Blue Thunder for Music Aid Northwest, will they come in and send some drums in here and play, Pedro?
We don't have much time, but yeah, let's try it.
Let's try to get Blue Thunder.
Let's get a couple of them, yeah.
Because Music Aid Northwest is a fantastic charity and really deserves the support.
Yeah, if you've seen the license plates, Music Matters, that all the money goes to schools. These are the guys who spearheaded that drive to get these license plates on cars.
You know, I don't have one of those license plates yet.
It's real simple. Anytime you renew, just ask for one.
You don't even have to wait to renew.
Yeah, you can just go, and when you're getting new tabs... You just there's a few certain causes.
You've got a little shop in your neighborhood that or you're in North Bend that does car tabs and registration and stuff, right? Because you don't have to go to some DMV.
Yeah, there is a place in Snoqualmie, I think. Or, no, actually, there's a Department of Motor Vehicles in North Bend too.
Walk in, there's an easy form. I think it's I don't know what the fee
you
is.
Fill it out and then you ask for something, and if someone doesn't have it yet, you get it. Because I know, like Steve Fossen, I think he says Hart.
Nice.
You can get it personalized, or you can just get the... I just have the regular number.
You just got a number. Yeah, part of me just wants to be anonymous. Like, Bob Radio.
Right.
I would feel that I'm already enough of a jerk and tacky enough without adding that to it.
Don't get a vanity license.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
Well, you might could put something like, you know.
It'd be like trying to wear Beckham's underwear. Right. Well, it would just not work.
Whatever it says, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah. Since it's a music plate, I know somebody who I think it has lead vox or something who is a vocalist.
That's
I mean,
summer.
You could put, yeah, a keyboard or something like that.
Piano man, yeah.
Piano man.
No. Piano man. Oh, but here's the thing.
No.
Can you get
douche on the front and piano man on the back? Split them up.
How well do I keep a secret?
No.
Don't tell people what you're
playing.
These
are not your friends. I'm your only friend on this one.
Thank you very much. No. Jody's my only friend.
On this one.
That's like beast mode. I'm going to trademark that for you.
By the way, Luciana is asking, are you sure you want all those people playing drums in the studio? We're talking about several people in this pretty loud.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They couldn't
if you can get the Blue Thunder to cut. Here's the thing. We need to sell the tickets for this. It's this Sunday, and the city has been all distracted by the Seahawks, which is a wonderful thing. Music Aid Northwest, Sunday night, it's their big deal.
And now people have nothing to do
on
Sundays.
No one has paid attention to it, and the 12th man, how many notes are there in a scale? Aren't there 12?
Yeah.
Well, the 12th note. I'm renaming the concert.
Well, this thing's always a killer.
Aren't there
show.
12 notes in musical scale?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there are.
This is the fourth annual, and I've been to the
you
last
know,
three.
I'm a keyboard player.
And the sound in the Neptune, too, is
it's spectacular.
It's the best.
The coolest theater in the world.
I love that theater.
You know what? There's eight. No. Yeah, but you're forgetting the sharps and flats.
Don't forget the sharps and flats.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
You guys go to... Don't give me... Piano man.
Stop it.
Somebody help me out on the text.
I'm a vocalist. I don't use notes.
Just semitones. There's 12, right? Yeah, there's 12 semitones.
Yeah.
So you guys could be the 13th note. That's bad.
That's bad.
Just come to the damn show. It's for kids, for music.
Sweet Kiss Mama. You get a sample of them. And we will play some Heart by Heart tomorrow. And if the Blue Thunder will come in, we'll play that. And Alan White, who's the coolest, kindest, most generous rock star in town, will also be there.
Yeah, he'll be back in town. He's been in L.A. recording a new Yes album for the last several weeks. Should be a great record.
Remember the stink about Marysville?
Yeah, it was like a compost or something they were blaming? Or
it was unpleasant odor, and there was a debate over what it is. Now... there is a threat to sue.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by BECU.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're dealing with some congestion westbound I-90 across Mercer Island and out towards the water. Looks like 405 southbound at 116th. Still have that incident on the right shoulder, but it is causing a minor delay as drivers are checking out what's going on. I-5 southbound, a little crowded from Linwood down through the shoreline area into Northgate. Ever to Seattle, only taking you about 45 minutes though, so not too bad.
BECU has opened a new flagship center located at the corner of Northeast 20th and 130th in Bellevue, offering on-site business services, investments, and home loan specialists, along with more ATMs to serve you. BECU, it's more than just money. Federally insured by the NCUA.
At iHeartRadio, there's no end to the music. That means you can listen to this station 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Or you can choose from our library of 16 million songs and over 400,000 artists to create your own custom station. We've made it easy and fast. Just tell us the artist you want, and we'll build a station specifically for you. Let us do all the work, and you... enjoy the music. Hard to imagine a library of music any bigger than 16 million songs from 400,000 artists, all for free. We're iHeartRadio. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Earlier we were talking about the Seahawks and how they do such a great job of making their customers, which is essentially what you are as a fan, into huge fans of your business and making you feel like you're a really important part of that business. Another company that does that really well that I can say I'm a fan of is Sleep Country USA. And the way they do it is by just giving you immaculate service from the start to the finish. I just bought a bed a couple weeks ago. Picking the bed was awesome. But then Brittany, the girl who sold it to me, says, well, here's what's going to happen. About 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll call you and we'll give you a 2-hour window. We're going to show up. And when we show up, you know, we'll put that bed in. We'll take your old bed away. It's all free, all included in the deal. No questions asked. And sure enough, they show up. They roll out the red carpet. They put on the booties, the whole thing, and they get that bed exactly when they said they would be there. Sleep Country USA does that because they all have a piece of the action. It's employee-owned company. Sleep Country USA, try it out. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Another cold day out there. Highs today only around freezing with partly sunny skies. Bundle up.
This report brought to you by OfficeMax.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. You can even find relief at tax time with $10 off select TurboTax software for a limited time at OfficeMax. Restrictions apply. See store OfficeMax.com for details. Offer ends February 8th.
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the Year of the Horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
Book Lovers Weekend at Half Price Books is February 14th through President's Day. Take advantage of special savings by joining their e-list. It's a great way to save even more. Become a member instantly by stopping by your neighborhood Half Price Bookstore or visit halfpricebooks.com.
There's the bell. Are you up and at 'em, raring to go, or are you down for the count? Could be you've got the wrong bed. Enter the Sleep Number bed. Not only does the Sleep Number bed allow you to adjust to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting, it lets your partner set his or her perfect Sleep Number setting, too. And we all know when your partner's happy, you're happy. But if they're tossing and turning, well, not so much. Research proves that the Sleep Number bed contours to your body for more proper spinal alignment. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed clinically proven to reduce back pain and improve sleep quality. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an ordinary mattress, but lasts twice as long. Come down to our Ultimate Sleep Number event for final closeout savings on our Classic Series beds, where queen mattresses now start at just $599.99, exclusively at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Sick of getting stuck in traffic? Want to know where the problems are before you hit the road? Let the Traffic Divas be your guide with Les Schwab Traffic Alerts. Text traffic right now to 52309 to sign up for exclusive text alerts from us. It's that easy. Traffic alerts from the Traffic Divas and Les Schwab.
So what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with all the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some TV sound systems from Bose and Yamaha and Samsung and LG and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive and complicated?
Not at Video Only. They've even got speakers for phones and tablets and...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. And we can listen to these systems and pick one that's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and get our sound solution.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Pete, if we miss this concert because you left the dome light on, the battery won't be the only thing dead in this car.
Relax. We'll make it. For I can summon a superhero.
Wow. Somebody's been watching too many action movies.
Defender of drivers. Guardian of the open road.
This is quickly approaching man crush territory.
Prepare to be rescued by...
The AAA guy. Who's his evil arch nemesis? A nail on the road?
Hey, guys, looks like you need a jump. I'll have you going in a minute.
Okay, that is superhero-ish.
And he doesn't even need jumper cables. He uses his mind.
That is not true at all. But thanks. Now, let's get you on your way.
AAA guy, you saved my life.
Don't wait until you need to be rescued. Join AAA today and enjoy all the super benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com and save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
Spend an evening with James Taylor and
his all-star band. The American icon is back on tour, Saturday, May 31st at Key Arena.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile.
The multiple Grammy Award-winning James Taylor, and a night full of his biggest hits.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
James Taylor.
In my mind.
Saturday, May 31st at Key Arena. Tickets make great Valentine's gifts and go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Spend the night with a friend. James Taylor, a Beaver production.
This Valentine's Day, treat your sweetheart to beautiful jewelry from Fred Meyer Jewelers. Say, be mine with rose gold, amethyst, or colored diamonds. Or tell her, I'm yours with the perfect diamond engagement ring. And you'll love the exceptional values. Save 40 to 70% off ticketed prices on fine jewelry. Let our jewelry experts help you discover the gift that will delight every love in your life. Come see us in-store or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
One text message, $50,000.
This is the first time I've texted to win that $1,000 prize.
It's the Elise and Jerry texting bonus. When you hear the cue to text, you could win $1,000 instantly and qualify for your chance at 50 grand.
We Day, Free the Children's signature youth empowerment event is coming to Seattle March 21st at the Key Arena. Come celebrate a generation of youth coming together to lead global change. Learn more at WeDay.com.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
This report brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We are working with some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves at the moment. Also looks like I-5 southbound definitely improving. Going to see some crowding through Shoreline and from just after Northgate down into the city, over to Seattle, down to about a 40-minute drive. Not too bad. Westbound I-90 across Mercer Island and the water, still looking at a little bit of heavy congestion through there.
No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they are sick. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at your local Club Warehouse or other fine retailers